The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Simpsons Network end of 2019 update. I am one of your hosts for this one, Bob Mackey, who is here with me today.
Hey, it's me, Henry Gilbert. Hello, and happy holidays as well.
We want to thank everybody for a fantastic 2019. So many podcasts, so many memories.
It's so many memories. I forget a lot of them because there's too many memories in my brain.
I've forgotten everything up until last week. So don't ask me what I did this year, but it's many great podcasts. So we have a few changes that we'll be rolling out in 2020 because Henry and I have decided we need to shift our priorities into more important work for the network. We decided we need to work smarter, not harder. Like every boss has told me. It turns out they were right.
They were all right. Yes. We're the change to the network is we're pro boss now.
But they really meant just work harder.
Yes, they meant that. Yeah. We mean it actually for ourselves as our own bosses. But yeah, the Talking Simpsons and What a Cartoon have both done really awesome this year. We've done so many cool things we like that were dream things of like, oh man, I hope we get to do this. Hope we get to do this. So many guests like awesome returning guests and folks we had never had on before, like just an amazing year for both of us.
Yeah, and the Patreon keeps going up and up and up, and we're very happy with where things are right now. But like I said earlier, we're going to shift our priorities into doing more important things for the network. So that being said, if you go to the Patreon, this podcast is embedded in a post that contains all of this information in text form if you want to check it out there in that form. But we wanted to talk to you about it here in a more casual format. So essentially, what's going to happen is the last week of every month on our network will be a more quote-unquote relaxed week in that each feed will have a different take on the podcast that you know. So let's talk about what's happening with Talking Simpsons. The last Talking Simpsons of every month will now be an episode of Talk to the Audience, our community podcast. That means our community podcast will no longer be behind the Patreon paywall, but we will still only exclusively take comments and questions from behind that paywall for Talk to the Audience.
For the longest time, it was just for all our Patreons, regardless of level of the community. But we put so much cool work into that community podcast, the news update, us talking about the things that are happening for the podcast as well separately, and tons of other cool things, plus reading all our favorite comments that we got throughout the month. We wanted to share that with everybody and engage with more of the community on the free feed. And so taking that into account, like say, what's the January schedule going to be? Well, it would be, this is all the Patreon dates. January 8th, Bart the Genius. We start season one there. Then we have our live show. We're going to do that episode on January 15th. Homer's Odyssey on January 22nd. And then January 29th, that is the community podcast episode. And a week later for all of those on the free feeds.
So yes, again, to reiterate, the last Talking Simpsons of every month will now be an episode of Talk to the Audience, our community podcast. So that's what's happening with Talking Simpsons. That's the only change that will give us a lot more time to focus on research and interviews and trips and things like that. I mean, we have an awesome luxury job and I would never complain about it. But the past 2 months, Henry and I have been very short on time, which means we have not been able to do the extra things we like to do for you. And we've had to even delay a few podcasts in November, which had never happened before. And I still feel bad about it. But
I mean, they were delayed by like 1 or 2 days.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I didn't like doing that either. But it was just, we were right up on the edge, which also is like, we're normally so far ahead, but yeah, we just had so many commitments of podcasts that it just all kind of piled up on us there. And yeah, I mean, also the time it takes to get guests, contact guests, set up times for them, record it to their schedules. and also plan live shows. You know, we did fewer live shows in 2019 because we were just so pressed for time. There was kind of a little chance to schedule them. And so I think if we do one less regular Talking Simpsons a month and just do the community podcast, which would still be awesome. Like, it won't be 3 hours long like some of our Simpsons podcasts, but they'll be meaty podcasts.
Yes, of course. So,
And that'd free up more time for projects like that, too.
And you will enjoy it, and it'll just hit your feed like it does every week. So
There
will be nothing missing that week. Just a different podcast, but it'll be a taste of our Talk to the Audience podcast, and you'll get to hear news going on in the Simpsons world and in our world, and you'll get to hear questions and comments and our responses to them. So that is what's happening in the Talking Simpsons feed for the last week of every month. So what is happening in the What a Cartoon feed? It's a little more complex than that, but still very easy to break down. So the last week of every month, What a Cartoon, the episode will just be the preview of that month's What a Cartoon movie. And instead of posting a 20-minute free preview, this will be more like a 45-plus-minute free preview of that What a Cartoon movie for that month. And I will say up front, that is the podcast we definitely work the hardest on. That is our longest podcast. And one What a Cartoon movie takes up the bandwidth of like 3 or 4 normal podcasts.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like defeated the day after. Like, we can't talk anymore after that. So,
exhausted in triumph. Triumph of doing a great movie podcast, but like tired after that one for sure.
Yeah, it does take a lot out of us, and we're super happy with the results. It's been one of the best things we've worked on last year, and I'm so happy we're doing it. But because it takes up so much bandwidth, we decided that the free preview should be the podcast for that last week, and that will help us out a lot too.
Yeah, and so for $10 patrons, it'll just be, you know, you'll get the full, likely 4 hours or more, What a Cartoon movie at the end of the month as usual, but that will be in play, that will occupy the weekly slot of the What a Cartoon podcast, meaning it will publish late Sunday, early Monday for you. That's when you will get the What a Cartoon movie. And for the levels below $10, but you're a patron, you'll get the 45-minute preview on that week ahead of time. And again, that's like 45 minutes, still pretty long, but like less than a quarter of the podcast. And then on the free feeds, the first week of the month, that is when you will get the preview of the What a Cartoon movie.
Yeah, it should be stated here that what we're saying here, the last week of every month, just applies to patrons. It'll be the first week for everybody else.
Yes. That, because we're still maintaining our week ahead of time and ad-free thing, which has been core to the Patreon from the beginning, that me and Bob are big fans of. Like, we think that is a really great way to present content on Patreon.
So the other change to What a Cartoon is that at least one episode every month will be us returning to a series we've done before, but doing a new episode of that series, meaning we won't need to do the history segment, which will take a little more work off our shoulders and also let us explore a series we love more in full. And I'm sure you want to hear different episodes of different series we've covered, like Batman or Beavis and Butthead, or, you know, things like Animaniacs. Yes. I say Animaniacs.
When we did like Cowboy Bebop, we were just saying like, man, there's every episode's awesome, and we could do an entire series about Cowboy Bebop or Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
Or like, when we do an episode of What a Cartoon, it is us saying like, we, in most cases, we love this show, and we could do, in some really big cases, I could do a Talking Simpsons style. If there was all the time in the world, I would do a Talking Simpsons style podcast of these series I really love.
Yeah, I mean, we have done almost 100 What a Cartoons. I think this is a great time to say, like, okay, now we can start revisiting. We wanted to make sure we covered everything that we loved at least once before we start redoing things. And we've sort of done that. There's still so many things to cover. Like, we'll never run out of series ever.
Never.
But we definitely, now we're like, we've covered everything that we really, 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 really like with a few exceptions. So now it's time to jump back into those series and talk more about episodes that we're in love with. So it'll be like a Talking Simpsons episode or Talking Futurama. Like, we know how to discuss shows we've talked about before, obviously, by this point.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you know, if there's specifics to the history of that one singular episode, we'll definitely talk about that too. But yeah, we won't say for January, the first of our revisiting What a Cartoons is going to be Batman, the animated series, Almost Got Him, which is, you know, many people's favorite episode of the show, though. There's so many great episodes. A lot of people have varied choices, but that's one of the best.
We could do like 30 episodes. I think we hit all the super good ones, not even just the regular good ones. But so yes, at least one episode a month will be us revisiting an old cartoon that we've talked about before. But then two episodes every month will be me and Henry each doing a new series we've never talked about before. So you're still going to hear about new series we haven't covered. We're just going to take it easier every month by doing at least one episode on a series we've covered. And I'm sure everyone out there wants to hear more episodes of things we've covered before. Because obviously, I don't see a future in which Animaniacs will be a miniseries or a very long-running series like Darkwing Duck. So it's not going to happen, really. So that'll be our only chance to revisit those episodes again, or episodes of a longer series again.
And I mean, we've only done 3 episodes about Spider-Man, and that is not enough to do Spider-Man.
How many more? There's like 1,000 Spider-Man series.
I mean, I know Nina Matsumoto would love to come on one of our Spider-Man ones.
That is true. So I just want to wrap things up by summing up this entire thing. Again, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/TalkingSimpsons. There will be a post visible to the public. Mm-hmm. This is all broken down in simple text. If it sounds complicated, it's really not. So let me sum it up really quick for you. So to sum it up, the last episodes of Talking Simpsons each month will be replaced by Talk to the Audience, our community podcast. So, and also the last episode of What a Cartoon each month will be replaced by a free 45-minute or longer preview of that month's episode of What a Cartoon Movie. And the third thing is, we'll be revisiting a new episode from a previously series once a month on What a Cartoon, and twice a month if the month has 5 Mondays. Man, what a crappy month that is. 5 Mondays.
Garfield couldn't stand it.
Garfield is not a patron. But yes, super concise summary. There will still be new releases at the end of the month. The content will be just slightly different. And if you're not a patron, then all of these things will be happening the first week of the month. So when we say the last week of the month, we're talking to all of our patrons out there who we're serving first.
So keep that in mind too. And yes, the post will be public. We'll definitely be, you know, looking at the comments to see what if you guys have any thoughts or concerns about this. I'm sure we can address them. And yeah, we're really looking forward to 2020. Me and Bob, you know, we love doing this. This is the best job we've ever had, and I never want to stop. But yes, this will be a public post, so if you guys want to comment on it with and share your thoughts on this, we'll definitely be in there to chat with you guys too. And we want to interact with the community for your thoughts on this as well. And I guess the last thing I want to say is that, like, I'm looking forward to 2020. Big year for us. Big stuff going on for Talking Simpsons and What a Cartoon. So many cool podcasts coming. Live show, a spring mini series, and tons more cool stuff is going to be happening.
Yes, and we hope you stick with us in 2020. 2019 was a great year, and 2020, I dare say, will be even better for us and for all of you out there. So yes, thank you so much for listening to this. Again, please go to patreon.com/TalkingSimpsons for the full text version of this, and if you want to sign up there, that's where you got to do it. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in 2020.
Wow, infotainment.